This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just a heads up, this episode has a remarkable amount of bodily fluids and unpleasant foods. Also swearing.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading chapter 13.
Probably.
Melting Stones.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's boil some toesies.
Evie returns to Oswin's house and Nori is not pleased with her. Nor is she pleased when Oswin kids seemingly pack the entire house onto their little cart. When the cart crashes, however, and Evie starts to criticize them having packed the entire house, Nori quickly jumps to the defense of her family. She does eventually feed Evie, who is basically totally wiped. And then Evie goes back to the inn while Luvo stays behind with the people traveling up to the inn to help steady the cart. When Evie gets to the inn, Azazé feeds her, and then she tells Rosethorn about the quartz trap. The good news and the very, very bad news. She decides she needs to go collect some more power, and after shaking off Miriam, does her best to not panic. Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. Let's talk about Nori and Evie.
What a dynamic hate-hate relationship.
Wow. I mean, obviously the part that really jumps out at me is when they get into the whole fight. Nori's like, oh, well, what would you know? You've probably never had to go without your entire life. And Evie's like, excuse me.
And just wow. making assumptions, you know?
Right.
It reminded me of when Evie was first confronting Briar, because she felt the same way about Briar, too.
That's and true. Now, that's a really good point.
And now she's getting it right back from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What goes around comes back around, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because Evie's the main character. I understand Nori, but I'm also really mad at her already, because when Evie comes back, she's like, and I'm not giving you any food. And I'm like, she literally just saved your sister's life and you're going to treat her like this?
She doesn't know that though. I mean, the way she sees it is like, you chunked this kid into a bath, then you chased her to a pond that was almost boiling, and then you just left her there. I'd be pretty mad too. Like, you're supposed to be taking care of this kid, and instead you just abandoned her to go do your own thing. I feel Nori. You're supposed to be helping, and you just kind of didn't. So, fuck you.
It's complicated.
Yes.
Nori is treating Evie like a child. You did bad. You didn't do what I asked you to do, specifically. And now you're going to bed without dinner. Is essentially, like, she's treating her that way.
I think she's treating her like her kid. Put into a mother role so much. because she seems like she's the mother of the house, even though she's a child herself, that's the role that she automatically assumes from any other kid that she interacts with. She's just so used to being the mom that she has to mother any child that she comes into contact with. She's not allowed to be a child. She's a mom. So
yeah, that's exactly the point I was going to make, is like she has to care for all of these kids. Evie's not much older, if at all, than some of the other ones. When you're a parental figure at that age and they're all foster siblings, which all of these are, the second another one comes in the fold, you treat them just the same. Because
I don't know, I also feel like that she was like, okay, I finally am gonna get some relief, somebody is here to finally actually help me, and then nope, another person not helping me, just getting in the way and making things worse. So of course she's going to have some resentment built up, I feel, because she can't catch a break. She's always having a mother, and then she gets somebody that's supposed to be helping to try to relieve some of that stress, and then that person doesn't help either. So
this one's not necessarily like an excuse or anything of that nature. This one is more of a statement, is the fact that everybody has spoken so highly of Evie to this point, and what Evie has done in front of Nori does not live up to those expectations that other people have set. And like, I'm not saying that Nori was correct in making assumptions or yelling or any of that. I am not saying that she was justified. I am saying that there is a reason why, and this is the most logical of those reasons. It's just, it's another foster kid. I got another thing on my hands. Like, I have to keep an eyeball on this one too. It's like, I'm already spread so thin and I am under so much stress that we've just added more.
11 other children.
Like I said, like, it does not make an excuse, but there's reasoning behind it. And I feel like, yeah, that was a very dickish thing to do and a very dickish thing to say, but at the same time as looking at it from her perspective, she's not seeing what Jayat and Oswin have seen. She doesn't know that.
Everybody sucks.
It's one of those, like, I've been there. I know that exact feeling of having to take care of a million kids and then someone's supposed to help and they just make it worse, even though they're arguing that they're helping and making it better. And it's like, no, you're not doing what I need you to do in this moment to make my life easier and get everything done.
Oh my god. And then the most frustrating thing was when Miriam talks about how Treak and some of the other kids also help out. That, oh yeah, they also give us baths too, you know. You're not the only one doing stuff. Some of the other kids are helping too. And then she's like, sure, they mop the floors sometimes, but sometimes they just track in more mud and just spray the entire house with water and don't end up helping at all. And I can just imagine how frustrating that would be. To have to explain to a child that, you know, someone else who's trying to help isn't really helping. They're making it worse.
Yeah, I mentioned in a previous chapter that Nori gives me Nani vibes and Miriam is Lilo. Mm-hmm. This is one of those chapters that I feel that really shines.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say, except Lilo doesn't pull a knife on anyone, but quite frankly, if she had one, I could definitely see her doing that.
She would.
For sure.
She would. She does bite a kid within like the first 5 minutes of that movie.
What are teeth if not the knives of the mouth?
Thanks, Briar.
That is a very Briar statement.
Is that the next chapter that she pulls the knife? Oh, no, but this
one. It's this one.
It's this one.
I will cut you.
Yeah, Treak says something like Lakeek's blessing cursing on whoever fixed this wagon, and then she's like, Oswin fixed it. I'll cut you.
Cut you! Don't you say bad things about him!
To be fair, this is what Nori deals with on a daily basis.
And what's funniest about the scene is Nori is just like, cut him later, takes the knife from her so easily, like this is a normal everyday occurrence that this happens.
So
this is the other reason. This is 100% the other reason I am here defending Nori.
She has to deal with people trying to stab each other all the time.
They're not right here. Every single day.
They're not regular kids. They are pirate orphans. If you think your kids are bad.
Herself.
Yeah, imagine having kids with knives and cursing all the time.
Knives, Miriam? Knives?
She's got a lot to deal with.
She really does.
So yeah. I say we give her a pass for being mean.
I wish Briar was here.
Right?
Briar would only make things
worse.
He
would not help this situation.
I still wish
it would be more entertaining. It'd be
so entertaining.
Miriam was as cute as an amethyst once she was clean. She was super cute.
Amethysts are cute.
Yeah.
If you watch Steven Universe, I think amethyst is pretty cute.
Oh. I just, you know, we're used to saying things like cute as a button. And again, Evie is a rock person, so she's cute as an amethyst. I love the kid who makes the deal with Evie for the ride to the inn. Like, he brings her his horse and she's like, what, you're expecting payment? I don't have any money. He's like, I'll take a ride to the inn. Like, that's a great deal. More Lilo and Stitch connections. Miriam's dreadful doll, capital D, capital D.
Adorable, so adorable. We named a cat after it. Just throwing that out there.
Evie describes Miriam's doll as, quote, her dreadful doll. And she's like, they can't take Dolly away. I was like, this is Scrump.
Yes.
This is absolutely 100% Scrump.
Yes.
Luvo discovers that children are sticky.
Yes. Poor Luvo.
Why? Why do kids always have sticky hands?
They do. They really, really do.
I don't remember the exact quote or where exactly it is, but he basically is talking to Evie and he's like, did you know how sticky children are? And yet, despite the fact that he has learned just how sticky children are, he agrees to stay with the cart and steady it while Evie goes to the inn.
Yep.
Luvo's good people.
Mm-hmm. Good rocks.
Better rock than most people.
The better people than most rocks.
Yes.
That too. Nori literally says, I don't like Evie. And I don't know. I guess I feel like it's kind of a positive feedback loop where she doesn't like her. And so she doesn't react well to her. And so Evie doesn't react well back. And so she doesn't like her even more. I hope that they can find some common ground and get to know one another and get past this.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be able to do that until they get off of the volcano, but there's kind of a panic right now. Everyone's panicking.
Right.
It's not really a time to be able to sit down and chat with everyone. Like, hey, I want to get to know you better. I know there's a volcano right now, but I think we need to hash this out.
I just, like, I hope that, I don't know, even, like, Nori finds out about Evie's past, and she's like, oh, maybe I need to rethink my assumptions, you know?
Yeah.
I do appreciate that, like, Evie says, like, I shouldn't have said it. Because when she's like, oh, well, this would have happened if you were carrying all this junk. Like, I appreciate that Evie says, like, I shouldn't have said it. This was not the right thing to say.
Right.
And she also acknowledges that part of it is that she's very hungry and tired. So I like that when she got to the inn, Azaze was like, no, you sit, eat now. Azaze is kind of a badass. She is running everything.
She really is.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Goodwin?
I'm going to get back to that one in a little bit.
And then the last thing I have is, it's bad luck to say a thing is taken care of. And that also seems a little bit like foreshadowing to me.
I just read what's on the page. No. You did hit a awful lot of mine, like right off the gate. Evie being upset about people wasting time, and that was a problem with meat people. That'd be talked into everything. I don't know, just people require a lot of convincing to do shit. Mm-hmm. You can't just tell them, hey, volcano's gonna blow, we should leave. I already talked about it, but yeah, Miriam grinning and saying, oh, Treat gives us a bath sometimes, and Lexa and Jesse and Diva, you aren't the only one. They mop the floor sometimes. It isn't just you. And I'm sure that anybody that has been in a relationship that is maybe not great with, I'm just going to say it, mostly men, being like, oh, I took out the trash 2 weeks ago. Why do I have to do it again? I help clean.
I clean the kitchen. I did the dishes. So that's not the only part of the kitchen. There's more to the kitchen than just the dishes.
There are counters, there is floor, there is stove.
Tables, there's everything. Doing the dishes is not cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah. I like the fact, no offense to the glasses wearers, either listening or currently in the podcast, Molly and Brittany, but the fact that they had Jesse, the wiry blonde girl with the thickest spectacles they had ever seen, driving the cart. I'm not saying it's her fault that it crashed, but it's an interesting choice to have the person with the most compromised eyes driving the cart.
I think it's Oswin's fault that it crashed.
I'm not saying that women with glasses can't drive. I don't know if you would imply that.
Oh,
now
it's because she's a woman, said that. Too. Oh, man.
I don't know
oh,
who said man. That. I didn't say
she's
that.
Blind
I'm not saying nothing. I'm
not
implying
drive.
Anything. I'm just saying maybe the person with glasses. I don't know. I'm not saying anything. You know what? Ignore that one. That one didn't even. I didn't even.
I was gonna say, even if it was a guy who had glasses.
If it was a guy, yeah.
Uh huh.
He also should not drive.
I like how Treak just spitting out curses like a sailor because he's a child of
one. He is one.
The orphan child of one.
Donkey dung and navy snot.
Donkey dung. A hog puke.
Hog puke. That's the other
hog
one. I couldn't
puke,
remember.
Dog dung. Yeah, navy snot. What is navy snot? I don't know. That sounds. You know what?
It's a
pretend
jar
I didn't say
of,
anything.
No, it's the navy, and they just have a collection jar just for snot, and
they just all
right into it, and they just collect it, and they're like, "Here is your navy snot."
Why?
That's really gross.
Awful.
I think like, no longer discuss that.
Moving on. I never refuse food, even food grudgingly offered. Pride is something rich folk can afford.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you suffer from hunger or have in the past, kind of a little traumatic, you know?
Food trauma is one of the highest traumas when it comes to people who are very poor. Food stability.
We hear about Little Bear, who was at Discipline.
Yeah.
And Evie met him.
You sweet boy.
Big fluff.
Floof boy.
I liked threatening Miriam with cooking her into a stew if she were to touch the map she's messing with.
Boil some toesies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mash them, boil them, stick them in a stew. How does that go?
That's it.
Oh, sick.
Well, I don't think I want to eat mashed toes.
Tasty toes.
People are so picky. I can tell you've never been broke because you won't eat human toes.
Right? Especially mashed. Like, come on, man.
You gotta eat them fresh off the cob. All right. I'm glad Indy's not here.
This episode has been really gross.
Really disgusting. Yeah, I'm glad Indy didn't hear that one. But yeah, that's a very Rose Thorn threat, and then Rose Thorn comes around the corner. She's like, what you got there? Already talked about the sticky gummy bear. Children are sticky. It's gross.
But do you have the quote about the sticky gummy bear?
I do.
You should read it to us, because I didn't know where it was.
It's pretty humorous.
Yeah, Luva says he wants to take his solitude. Ebu Meme can find me by the shore of the lake if I am needed. Luva turned and walked away. Are you all right? I called after him. He looked back at me. Yes. I am also covered in dirt and spilled honey. Nori tells me this is a normal consequence of being near young humans. I do not care for it, and I wish to be clean and quiet. I'm sure you felt that way, Brittany.
Yes, on multiple occasions.
Incredibly relatable.
Almost every day of my life since having kids.
Just wanted to be clean and quiet.
Yes.
To ask.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot to ask.
I love Nori tells me this is a usual consequence of being around children.
She knows.
Tamara Pierce must have been around some children in her life.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is all I got.
Well, most of mine got stolen, so I guess I can go ahead and go. My first one that didn't get stolen is when Luvo decides to stay with the cart, and Jayat says, "Thanks, old man, that's kind of you." It's like, that's funny. He is an old man.
Can't deny it.
As opposed to Oswin, who is not old.
No, he's not old. And then my last one that didn't get taken was when Evie is telling herself that she wished Briar was there. Because even if it was a big problem, he could make her laugh while the problem was going on. So I miss Briar too. We need a good laugh. This has been a bummer so far.
In lieu of Briar, I would take Pasco.
Oh no, Pasco
would be
kind of
far
annoying.
Less useful.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys think Briar would make the situation worse, imagine if Pasco was there.
Oh my gosh. Pasco. Him and Evie together. Oh my God.
I think they would drive each other crazy.
They would. They absolutely would.
Evie would be like, oh my God, why do I have to deal with this boy?
I would end up having to close the book. I'm going to have a break from these two because they are driving me crazy. Oh my goodness.
See, Nori thinks Evie is bad. She doesn't know the half of it.
That boy. Goodness. He'd be about Evie's age, too, at this point, wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. Or maybe a little bit older? Maybe
a hair older. Yeah, I think he'd be about 16. I think Nori's a little bit older than that. But yeah.
I think she's 17, isn't she? So if Briar was there, would he be trying to charm?
Maybe.
Because he's 18, she's 17. Like, she starts getting mad, and he's like... Oh, I'm so charming. You can't be mad at me. It's fine.
Oh my God. He would make it worse.
It would be so entertaining. It'd be so funny.
So entertaining.
He's going to teach these children things that they don't need to do.
He's
going to
make Nori's life so much harder because of it. Exactly. Like, oh, it's okay, Nori. It's fine. I'm charming. It's okay. And she's going to be like, No. Stop it.
Look how cute I am. I'm so cute.
I'm as cute as an amethyst.
I saw a crate with chickens and another with puppy noses.
So good.
Oswin doesn't just collect children. He also collects animals. Maybe he's also going to sacrifice those to the volcano.
I mean, they can't take most of the animals with them, so that's probably the plan.
You know, puppy souls are twice as valuable as full-grown dog souls.
Because
they're pure.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy the way Miriam's words made me feel. Miriam thought I did like them. It's no good liking people. Not when they're probably going to get killed.
Ah, more things that Evie and Nori have in common.
Leave it alone. Osmond will cook you in a stew if you touch it. She actually laughed at me.
No, Evie, he's not going to cook me in a stew. He's going to throw me into the volcano. Don't you know anything?
Yeah.
You and Luvo made it worse. Maybe.
But like, what other option did they have? It was either stop it, get killed right now, or potentially stop it, but make it worse. It was bad or very, very bad. They didn't really have any options.
That just stung to hear. She knows, though. Like,
yeah.
Man.
I mean, yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
Short tempers.
Yeah, they're definitely like, going on.
Everybody has a shitty attitude, so.
Yeah.
Kind of understandable when the threat of imminent destruction via volcano is on the table, but.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, hungry. That still doesn't quite change. Everybody has shitty attitudes.
For sure.
I went with misunderstandings because I feel like Nori is misunderstanding what Evie is doing. She's just upset that she's not getting the help that she needs when Evie's literally saving their lives right now. I feel like Evie is kind of misunderstanding where Nori's coming from too. I'm not really sure exactly how, but I feel like she is. I feel like there's just a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding going on in this chapter.
Was it Goodwin who said Nori is treating Evie like a child?
Yeah.
I feel like Evie's kind of treating Nori like a child also, because she's like, what do you know? You're not a mage. You couldn't possibly understand. I have more important mage things to do.
Yeah.
And they've both just decided to hate each other from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because Evie likes no one and Nori likes only her family. And only them some of the time.
Yeah.
I wrote blame. I don't know. I kind of feel like Nori's life is being upended and Evie is sort of the person who she's had to interact with in this upending the most, the new person. And so she's sort of blaming Evie for everything.
Right.
Like, not directly. She's not literally saying this is all your fault, but she needs somebody to blame and take her anger out on. And Evie is the person who's conveniently there.
Especially since Evie is the one that's saying, hey, there's a volcano here. It kind of was Evie, even though it's not Evie. There is a volcano, but Evie's the one that directly said, hey, there's a volcano. So it's because of Evie that everyone's having to leave. So I get it.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Mine is that loss is traumatic.
Yeah.
Losing your animals can make you not want to give attention to other animals in your life because loss is hard. Losing the ability to eat normally because you're living on the street is traumatic, and that can stay with you. The fact that you're going to lose your entire home to a volcano and all you have is the stuff you packed in your cart and being told that you can't have it anymore when you've already lost your entire family and your life before.
Yeah.
It's traumatic.
Especially since you thought that this was going to be your new life and it was going to be way better than it used to be. And then, oh, nope, this life's getting upended too. That would suck. That would really suck.
Yeah. Loss is traumatic. These kids are going to need therapy if they didn't already.
They already needed it. They are definitely going to need it now.
Frankly, so does Evie. Frankly, so does everyone.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Part 3 of our 3-step reading process. It is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
The magic I pulled out was self-care is important. Luvo did not like being sticky, and he needed to go find somewhere quiet, get the stickiness off of him, and just be by himself for a little bit. They all understood that. He let them know where he was going to be if they did need him, but he needed to take some time for himself to take care of himself because he had already been through a lot right now, and on top of being going through a lot, he was very sticky and he wanted to take care of that. So self-care is important. Be like Luvo, go take care of yourself, and hopefully people around you will also understand just like they did for Luvo.
My personal magic is do not let the impulsive thoughts win. Don't do it. If you know that saying something will not make a situation better, don't say it. You don't have to antagonize. Making the situation worse does not help. It is not good. I know Evie was hungry. She was upset. She was tired. Don't do it. She knew it was wrong before she said it, and she knew it was wrong after she said it. Like, try to control those thoughts because it just makes things worse. Try to keep it under control.
Mine got touched on with the theme, but don't shoot the messenger. It's not always somebody else's fault that everything has gone shit. Try not to be shitty to the people who wind up around you during those times.
Especially if they're trying to help.
Yeah.
Ifs make your head hurt. They're probably bad for your teeth, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I say this all the fucking time.
I finally know where it's from now. Because I've heard you say that so many times. I read that and I was like, oh, that's where Molly got that from. Because you always say it. I was like, I feel like I should know this because she says it all the time. I feel like this is something that's common maybe, but I've not ever heard it before. And now it makes sense.
This is my favorite quote in the entire series. I literally have it on a t-shirt. I meant to wear that t-shirt today and I forgot. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read the whole paragraph because it's great. Ifs make your head hurt, Evie, Briar told me often. They're probably bad for your teeth, too. Concentrate on will, as in, I will do this or I will do that. It saves you head and toothaches. Take it from me. It's one of the best pieces of advice I've ever been given. I say it all the time to remind myself. It's like a mantra for me. And it's one of the ways that I deal with stress and anxiety. And I try to remind myself, ifs make your head hurt.
That's definitely something that I need to keep in mind.
And you know, I had a lot of stress last year and that might be why I had to get a tooth pulled.
See, it is bad for the teeth.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm going to tell people from now on. Y'all have read chapter 14.
Yes.
Which is titled Oswin. We kind of know who Oswin is. Maybe
I feel like Oswin's going to be in the chapter.
Maybe this is the chapter where he finally chucks the kids into the volcano.
Maybe.
Thank God. Finally, throw these sticky kids away.
That way Luvo cannot be sticky anymore.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 14 of Melting Stones. Chapter 14, Oswin. I opened my eyes. It was trying to straighten my legs that made me groan. I was horribly stiff. Oswin offered me kibbeh patties. I grabbed one and bit down. The beef and wheat were greasy, but good, though someone had overdone the cinnamon. Nori cooked these? I asked. Oswin grinned. She always puts in too much cinnamon. Tell her if you want your nose bitten off. She likes cinnamon. He gave me a flask. It held good, cool mint tea. I looked at him as I drank. He had made himself comfortable while I was away. He'd brought his saddlebags over. One was open. There was a pad of paper sheets stitched together, an ink brush, and an ink bottle. He must have been writing. I sniffed food in the other cloth bundles I could see in the bag. I also spotted books around the food bundles. Oswin used the other saddlebag as a backrest. I looked around. Rocks had fallen into the riverbed from the heights across from us, making fresh changes in the rapids. A crack had opened in the riverbed. That had dropped the bottom another 30 feet. The lake was booming down into the new channel, throwing up a fine, cool spray. Moherin had a new waterfall. There was a shock, I asked. I offered the flask to him, but he shook his head. More like a long shiver, but a hard one. Some trees fell. There were shadows in Oswin's blue eyes. It must have been a scary shock. Why didn't you go? I must have been entranced for a while. Go back and see Nori try to get the axle fixed on that cart? He inquired. The smith's apprentice might have done it. He's sweet on her, but he left with the smith. She'll be furious, which means she'll be bullying someone else into fixing it. I'd offer, but I doubt she'd even let me try a second time. She knows I'd probably just botch it again. I feel bad I couldn't get her and the kids a decent cart.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us. Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake it us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening. Let's all have coffee next week. But I will do my best. It's fine. I'm not mad. I don't know why you think I'm mad.
Let the record show Goodwin is holding a knife.
He'll cut you!
I was going to say, he's more likely to be holding a gun, but...
You know, he'll shoot you!
I will not do that. I did not say that. I denounce these claims.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.